offended.
Someone's about to lose his temper and you tell him just...
Calm down.
If you've been working hard, very hard, you say you're very...
tired.
Okay, if you're very, very tired, you say
I'm all... I wouldn't know that one.
Why, if it's derivative from wear out, I'm all...
worn out.
Well, if you get the point across,
if a man was out in heavy rain yesterday and didn't change his clothes when he came
home,
today he's going around sniffing and sneezing. What would you say happened to him last night?
He caught cold.
Okay. If it affected his voice, you'd say he's...
hoarse.
And if he's going like this...
he's coughing.
If someone can't hear anything at all, you say he's...
stone? Deaf.
Wait.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a...
wound.
Have you ever heard of... it's a kind... if a wound doesn't heal correctly, it has this kind of... it's kind of a skinless growth that's got to be burned out of it.
Scar?
Have you ever heard of proud flesh?
No.
What might you put on a little cut in your finger? It's kind of brown. It's a little
wild. Iodine?
Yeah. How about something,
Or what would I put on it?
All right, what would you put on it?
Mercurochrome.
Okay.
It doesn't sting as much. Tincture of violet, even when I was a little much smaller.
Tincture that, of violet?
Yeah, that's the purple stuff. It doesn't sting at all.
Is it made from violets?
No, but it's purple. And it's an antiseptic.
What is a kind of tonic that used to sometimes be given for malaria?
Quinine. Maybe I have malaria. That's why I'm drinking so much of this stuff, you know.
What do they say, says, for more sophisticated people, what's the tonic in a gin and tonic? Quinine.
Quinine,
that's
right.
That's just another way of asking. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he...
died.
Okay. Are there any veiled ways of saying that? Polite ways of saying that?
That I'd use or that I'd know about?
Well, either. And let me know which.
Well, the blacks say he passed. Rather than passed on.
Okay.
The priests would say gave up the ghost. You know, either that or James Joyce would say that. What else about died? Kick the bucket.
They have a crude terms like that?
No.
Okay. And if, you didn't know what killed him, you might say, I don't know what he died.
From.
What do you call a place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
Right, how about if it's a very small and out in the country? Would you call it something else?
Graveyard.
Okay. what is the service performed at a death?
Funeral.
And if the people are dressed in black, you say they are in?
Mourning.
Okay. What do you call a guy who, takes care of all his funeral arrangements?
Undertaker.
And what's the name of the vehicle that transports the body?
A hearse.
And what's the name of the place where the body's kept until it's buried? Where they fix it in?
Mortuary.
Okay. What's a mausoleum?
A mausoleum is...